The U of U and the Ute tribe signed a Memorandum of Understanding in Fort Duquesne Tuesday morning. The agreement allows the university to use the Ute name for its sports teams, which it has done with support from the tribe since 1972. As laid out in the memorandum, the Ute tribe has two goals in its relationship with the U. These are to build respect and understanding of the tribe's history, culture, and contributions to the state, and to have the university assist tribal members in helping their children lead healthy lives and be prepared to pursue a college education through scholarship opportunities. Michelle Mattson is vice chair of the University of Utah Board of Trustees.
We have had scholarships in the past, but we want to be improve that, where we'll be more in touch with the young youth so that as they grow and mature, they can want to come to the university and be eligible. And so we're going to work on that, too, to actually expand the programs for youths as well as other Native Americans.
The tribe wants the Ute name to be used respectfully as a symbol for the school. Part of the agreement sets up an educational campaign to teach students and fans about the history of the tribe and how to behave in a way that doesn't dishonor the Ute name. Mattson says the signing event was a way to honor the relationship between the two parties and have ideas on how to proceed with these plans in the future.
I think really just honoring us by allowing us to use their name, to me that's a wonderful thing they're giving to us. And as I say, I think just the chance to have the relationship with them, it is a wonderful gift that they're giving to us.
The terms of the memorandum last for 5 years and will be reviewed annually. For more information on the agreement, visit upr.org. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Eric Jungblut.